From Washington, this is VOA News. The death toll in Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, from a massive truck bomb has now risen to 90. More than 300 were wounded. The bomb exploded Wednesday morning in the central Wazir Akhban Khan section of the city, which is home to embassies and government offices. Dozens of vehicles and buildings were damaged. Afghan officials said the explosives were packed in a sewage tanker. The U.S. State Department said 11 American citizens working as contractors were injured, but none of their injuries is considered life-threatening. The Afghan intelligence agency has blamed the Haqqani Network, based in neighboring Pakistan. It fights alongside the Taliban. It also said Pakistan's spy agency helped plan the attack. President Trump is ready to remove the U.S. from the Paris Climate Change Agreement, signed in 2016 by President Obama, according to several American media outlets. The U.S.-based website Axios, citing senior White House officials with direct knowledge of Trump's decision, was the first to report that Trump decided to pull out of the deal. After news of Trump's decision leaked Wednesday, the president took to Twitter to say that he would announce his intentions, quote, over the next few days. He refused to endorse the agreement during a meeting this past weekend at the G7 summit with other world leaders. He's previously said he believes climate change is a hoax being perpetuated by the Chinese. The agreement is meant to curb the Earth's heating by cutting carbon dioxide emissions from burning fossil fuels and to reduce any further negative impacts from climate change. You're listening to News from the Voice of America in Washington.